T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. December 7th, 2021, on this date in 1972, America's last moon mission to date was launched as Apollo 17 blasted off from Cape Canaveral. Apparently, our government and NASA said, we know enough about the moon now, so for the next 50 years or so, we won't go back to the moon. Yeah, so that was in 1972. You've heard of someone cutting off their nose to spite their face?
No, I've heard of it.
This is someone who burned down their home to fight their snakes. Officials in Poolsville, Maryland say a home was accidentally burned to the ground where the owner tried to get rid of snakes. Officials in Montgomery County say the homeowner tried to create enough smoke to oust the snakes, but the home caught fire, causing $1 million in damage. The Washington Post quotes a fire official as saying, the well-being of the snakes that infested the home is undetermined. Not the first time I've ever had a story like that or read a story like that on the radio, because it happens about every 7 or 8 years. You'll have a story of somebody trying to drive some sort of critter out of their house with smoke and flame and burn down the house.
I believe the last incarnation of that I heard was southern Oklahoma somewhere.
Not long ago.
And it had to do with a tiki torch and somebody trying to get rid of spiders.
Should be. Yep.
And, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think this is the story of the day. I'm not sure. You know, some people try to get around the COVID vaccine mandates by getting a fake card, but in a northern Italian town, a dentist tried to get credit for a vaccine by getting it in a fake arm. Happened in Biello, where a man came in for a shot last week, but when he offered his arm, the nurse, Flippa Bua, says it was cold and gummy, and the skin tone didn't match the rest of his body. She thought maybe the man was an amputee and mistakenly offered the wrong arm, but on a closer look, the arm offered was a silicone limb. The nurse says the dentist acknowledged he didn't want the shot, but did want the super health pass that lets Italians into restaurants, movies, and similar venues. He may also have to enter a courthouse. Authorities say he now faces criminal charges. had to get around the mandate there. 6:38 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. On a Tuesday morning, time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jad. Well, last week, the five-area feed yards cash cattle volume was over 97,000 head. This now makes four straight weeks of exceeding 95,000 head. The average Kansas steer price came in at $141.69 on the hoof, which is $17.51 higher than 7 weeks ago. The cattle complex started Monday lower and then rallied and closed positive. Most all contracts held below last Friday's highs. The lean hogs closed with triple-digit losses yesterday. The February contract left an open gap to the downside, while we saw February and April lean hogs trade and close below last week's lows. On the close, February live cattle were 70 cents higher, 139.65. January feeders $1.12 higher, 165.25. And Feb hogs $3.27 lower at 78.22. Now, Monday's weekly export inspections for the wheat, corn, and soybeans are still running below year-to-date levels. The wheat, corn, and soybean complexes yesterday all traded and closed two-sided. We also saw the Kansas Good to Excellent wheat crop rating come in at 49%. That's down 13% from what it was last week as we continue to see the results of the dry weather. Thursday is the monthly USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, March KC wheat down a half a penny at 822. March corn down three quarters of a penny at 582 and three quarters. and January beans down 3.25 at 12.58 1/4. January crude oil trading $2.08 higher at $71.57. February gold's up $4.20 at $1,783.70. December S&P 58.5 points higher at 46.48 3/4. December dollar index 9 cents higher at $96.41. And December Dow Jones futures up 339 points at 35,551. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now, Tom, we watch those market swings, at least on the stock market, back and forth every day. 300 points up, 600 points down, 300 points, you know. What does all that mean? Is there ever, are they ever going to find some place where they just kind of stabilize or not have those giant fluctuations?
Oh, sometimes you find a point where, you know, we start to stabilize, maybe go sideways. But definitely we've been seeing up and down movement here in the stock market here lately. And this market, you know, reacts to sometimes the craziest things there are out there too, Steve.
But you know, the last few years, though, that market's done pretty well for most folks, hasn't it?
Yes, it really has. Now, it's kind of got to the point where, you know, in the last few years, you've got to kind of wonder, does it really reflect what's going on in the economy?
Yeah.
And I definitely do not feel it always reflects what's going on in the economy. But, you know, if you got money invested in the stock market, it's done very well.
You know, and it's kind of like a reflection of society. We are at an emotion. Emotions count so much anymore, more than somebody's, you know, logical reasoning or, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people get too emotional about things, don't they?
Well, and emotions have a lot to do with our markets. And
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
People, you know, if you go, and I deal with a lot of people in the ag world, but you can just take any kind of a sale, whether it's somebody's estate sale or you're going to a cattle auction or a land auction, people get caught up in a moment. And sometimes people go crazy bidding too much. Or sometimes you find a group that just do not want to pay what it's worth, and there's a low bid coming in throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they look at it that way, it makes a little bit more sense about sometimes why things have the range they do and sometimes do some things that you might even call crazy.
Yeah. We seem to be this is a blanket indictment. We seem to be a people anymore that just can't say no to ourselves. I'm guilty as everybody.
You might have a point there, Steve.
I'm guilty as everybody else. So there you go. All right, thank you, sir. 6:42, Steve at 10 in the morning here. And coming up, we've got, in about an hour from now, we'll talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. How about that? We'll talk with Pete about an hour from now, about 7:35 this morning. Employment cycling, the workers' time for a raise. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.